Anyhow, page 306. And by the meadow ought to be understood humility and patience. Those be the things which be always green and quick. For man may no time overcome humility and patience. Therefore was the round table founded, and the chivalry hath been at all times so by the fraternity which was there, that she might not be overcoming. For men said she was founded in patience and in humility. At the rack 850 bulls, but they ate not the meadow, for their hearts should be set in humility and patience, and the bulls were proud and black, save only three. By the bulls is to be understood the fellowship of the round table, which for their sin and their wickedness be black. Blackness is to say without good or virtuous works, and the three bulls which were white, save only one that was spotted, and two white betoken Sir Galahad and Sir Percival, for they be maidens clean and without spot, and the third that had a spot signifies Sir Bors de Ganis, which trespassed but once in his virginity, but sithen he kept himself so well in chastity that all is forgiven him in his misdeeds. And while those three were tied by the necks, they be three knights in virginity and chastity, and there's no pride smitten in them. And the black bulls, which said, "Go we hence," they were those which at Pentecost, at the high feast, took upon them to go in the quest of the Sangreal without confession. They might not enter in the meadow of humility and patience. And therefore they return into waste countries, that signifieth death. For there shall die many of them, every each of them shall slay other for sin, and they that shall escape shall be so dean, that it shall be marvel to see them. And of the three bulls without spot, the one shall come again, and the other two never. Chapter 4. How the hermit expounded their vision. Then spake Nacien unto Ector, "Sooth it is that Launcelot and ye came down off one chair. The chair betokeneth mastership and lordship, which ye came down from." Page 307. "But ye two knights," said the hermit, "ye go to seek that ye shall never find, that is the Sangreal, for it is the secret thing of our Lord Jesu Christ." Which is to mean that Sir Launcelot fell down off his horse. He hath left pride and taken him to humility, for he had cried mercy loud for his sin, and sore repented him. And our Lord hath clothed him in his clothing, which is full of knots. That is the hair that he weareth daily, and the ass that he rideth upon is a beast of humility, for God would not ride upon no steed, nor upon no palfrey. So in example that an ass betokeneth meekness, that thou sawest Sir Launcelot ride on in thy sleep, and the well whereas the water sank from him when he should have taken thereof, and when he saw he might not have it, he returned thither from whence he came, for the well betokeneth the high grace of God. The more men desire it to take it, the more shall be their desire. So when he came nigh the Sangreal, he meeked him, that he held him not a man worthy to be so nigh the holy vessel, for he had been so defiled and deadly sinned by the space of many years. Yet when he kneeled to drink of the well, there he saw great providence of the Sangreal. And for he had served so long the devil, he shall have vengeance 24 days long, for that he hath been the devil's servant 24 years. And then soon after he shall return unto Camelot out of this country, and he shall say a part of such things as he hath found. Now will I tell you what betokeneth the hand with the candle and the bridle. That is to understand the Holy Ghost, where charity is ever, and the bridle signifieth abstinence. For when she is bridled in Christian man's heart, she holdeth him so short that he falleth not in deadly sin. And the candle which showeth clearness and sight signifieth the right way of Jesu Christ. And when he went and said, "Knights of poor faith and of wicked belief, these three things fail, charity, abstinence, and truth. Therefore ye may not attain that high adventure of the Sangreal." Page 308. Chapter 5. Of the good counsel that the hermit gave them. "Sete," said Gawain, "soothly have you said, that I see it openly. Now, I pray you, good man and holy father, tell me why we met not with so many adventures as we were wont to do, and commonly have the better. I shall tell you gladly, said the good man, the adventure of the Sangreal which ye and many others have undertaken the quest of it, and find it not. The cause is, for it appeareth not to sinners. Wherefore marvel not, though ye fail thereof, and many other. For ye be an untrue knight, and a great a murderer, and a good man signifieth other things than murder. For I dare say, as sinful as Sir Launcelot hath been, sith that he went into the quest of the Sangreal, he slew never man, nor naught shall, till that he come unto Camelot again, for he hath taken upon him to forsake sin. And there were that he nis not stable, but by his thought he is likely to turn again. He should be next to achieve it, save Galahad his son. But God knoweth his thought and his unstableness, and yet shall he die a right and holy man, and no doubt he hath no fellow of no earthly sinful man. Sir, said Gawain, it seemeth me by your words that by our sins it will not avail us to travel in this quest. Truly, said the good man, there be 100 such as ye be that never shall prevail, but to have shame. And when they heard these voices, they commended him unto God. Then the good man called Gawain and said, it is long time past, sith that ye were made knight, and never sith in their service their maker. And now thou art so old a tree that in thee is neither leaf nor fruit. Wherefore bethink thee that thou yield to our Lord the bare rind, sith the fiend hath the leaves and the fruit. Sir, said Gawain, and I had leisure, I would speak with you, but my fellow here, Sir Ector, is gone, and abideth me yonder beneath the hill. Page 309. Well, said the good man, thou were better to be counseled. Then departed Gawain, and came to Ector, and so took their horses, and rode till they came to a forester's house, which harbored them right well. And on the morning they departed from their host, and rode along, or they could find any adventure. Chapter 6. How Sir Bors met with the hermit, and how he was confessed to him, and of his penance enjoined to him. When Bors was departed from Camelot, he met with a religious man riding on an ass, and Sir Bors saluted him. Anon the good man knew him, that he was one of the knights errant that was in quest of the Sangreal. What are ye? Said the good man. Sir, said he, I am a knight that fain would be counselled in the quest of the Sangreal, for he shall have much earthly worship that may bring it to an end. Certes, said the good man, that is sooth, for he shall be the best knight of the world and the fairest of all the fellowship. But wit ye well, there shall none attain it but by cleanness, and that is pure confession. So rode they together till they came to an hermitage, and there he prayed Bors to dwell all that night with him. And so he alit and put away his armor and prayed him that he might be confessed. And so they went into the chapel, and there he was clean confessed, and they ate bread and drank water together. Now, said the good man, I pray thee that thou eat none other till thou sit at the table where the Sangreal shall be. Sir, said he, I agree me thereto, but how wit ye that I shall sit there? Page 310. Yes, said the good man, that know I, but there shall be but few of your fellows with you. All is welcome, said Sir Bors, that God sendeth me. Also, said the good man, instead of a shirt and in sign of chastisement, ye shall wear a garment. Therefore, I pray ye, do off all your clothes and your shirt. And so he did. And then he took him a scarlet coat, so that that should be instead of his shirt till he had fulfilled the quest of the Sangreal. And the good man found him in so marvelous a light and so stable that he marveled, and felt that he was never corrupt in fleshly lust, but in one time that he begat Helen LeBlanc. Then he armed him, and took his leave, and so departed. And so a little from thence he looked up into a tree, and there he saw a passing great bird upon an old tree, and it was passing dry without leaves, and the bird sat above, and had birds, the which were dead for hunger. So smote he himself with his beak, the which was great and sharp, and so the great bird bled, till that he died among his birds. And the young birds took on the life by the blood of the great bird. When Bors saw this, he wist well it was not a great token. For when he saw the great bird arose not, then he took his horse and yede his way. So by evensong, by adventure, he came to a strong tower and an high, and there was he lodged gladly. Chapter 7. How Sir Bors was lodged with a lady, and how he took on him for to fight against a champion for her land. And when he was unarmed, they led him into a high tower, where was a lady, young, lusty, and fair. And she received him with great joy, and made him to sit down by her, and so was he set to sup with flesh and many dainties. And when Sir Bors saw that, he bethought him on his penance, and bid a squire to bring him water. And so he brought him, and he made sops therein, and ate them. "Ah," said the lady, "I trow ye like not my meat,